Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 103. Or 103, the proper way to say it, I suppose. Whatever we, wherever we're at, sometimes that's the way we do it, amen? Psalm 103. Let's stand when we find our places. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Bow with me and let's pray. Heavenly Father, I love You tonight. I thank You so much, Lord, for this opportunity to try to preach. And I know that I cannot preach or anything. I'm pleading the mercy, Lord, that You proclaim in Your Word. And I'm pleading the blood of the Lamb tonight over my own heart and over everyone here tonight. And I thank You for visiting with us. Thank You so much, Lord, that You have blessed us and we can come to church and worship You with the children of God. Thank You for that. Lord, that's wonderful. Lord, help us tonight. We need You. The folk need to hear from You and not from me. And Lord, I pray to be so for Jesus' sake. Let Jesus Christ be lifted up. In Jesus' holy name, amen. 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 I want to try to bring some thoughts tonight concerning this psalm on the benefits of grace. The benefits of grace. There are a lot of benefits mentioned in this chapter of Psalm. And I'd like to say to begin with, the very greatest benefit of grace that God offers is salvation through the shed blood of the Lamb of God. Amen? Amen. You won't know anything really about grace until you've been saved. Amen? Lost people live in the grace and mercy of God not without even knowing it. Amen? We did, that's for sure. God kept us alive, Brother Darnell, for many years until He saved us. Amen. And then we really knew what it was to know the grace of God. Hallelujah. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Thank God that that's so. Amen. We can know the grace of God tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4 tells us that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Amen. Amen. All those years that you were out there, amen, wandering around, doing your own thing, amen, and lost it without God, amen, the goodness of God was watching over you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thankful for that tonight. Now, you can praise the Lord tonight if you want to, amen, because I'm telling you the next thing I want to say is that the benefit of grace is that we can bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't get astonished by that word. It simply means to bestow praise upon. Amen. It means to exalt Him. Amen. Because He's worthy. Thank God we have the benefit tonight that we can praise Him. We can praise Him. Amen. We know that, thank God, what He's done for us. Amen. That's enough. Thank God to get up in the morning. Amen. And praise the Lord. Psalm 104 verse 1 said, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Amen. And then verse 33 in that chapter says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. Amen. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Amen. Thank God the old saints of God go down praising the Lord. Amen. They go down praying. You may not hear it sometimes, but in their heart and in their spirit, amen, that's about to meet God. Hallelujah. They're praising the Lord. Thank God we can praise Him tonight. We have that privilege to do so. Amen. And when we gather in the house of God with God's children, we ought to do it. Amen. We ought not to be ashamed to praise the Lord. We thank God we can praise Him tonight. Amen. He said then, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. That takes on a lot there. Amen. All that's within us, Brother Darnell, we can praise the Lord with. Amen. In Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, the Bible says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Amen. So we see there that we're to praise Him, we're to love Him with all the heart, with all the soul, with all the mind, with all the strength. And then Job said that there's a spirit in man. Amen. But there is a spirit in man. In Job 32 verse 8, and in the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Amen. Thank God tonight we can praise Him with the soul. We can praise Him in our spirit. We can praise Him with our heart. We can praise Him with our mind. Thank God we can give our strength to Him and give praise to Him in our strength. Hallelujah. Thank God we have the opportunity tonight to praise the Lord with all of ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God we were quickened one day. Amen. If you've been saved, thank God you were quickened by the Holy Ghost coming into your spirit and bringing you alive toward God. Thank God when that happened, that soul that was earthbound and wanted everything earthly began to want heavenly things, began to desire heavenly things. And that began to change your heart and your mind, amen, and you begin to want to love the Lord, amen, and want to be in the house of God on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And whenever the doors were open, you wanted to be there, amen. God began to change who you were and turn you around. And without getting into a lot of technical stuff there, because I'm not teaching tonight, I'm trying to preach. Let's start it simply say, praise God with everything within you, Brother Darnell. Praise God with everything within you. And give Him all you got. Amen. Oh, listen, when we were lost, when we were out there struggling around, we gave this old world everything we had. Amen. We put everything we had into it. We wanted to be the best in whatever we were doing. And we gave our strength to it and our mind and our heart. Amen. And thank God when He saved you, you ought to do the same thing for Him. Amen. Give Him all you got. Give Him all you got tonight. Thank God I just came by here to tell you tonight that you can praise the Lord and give Him everything that's within you. Amen. Amen. We spend our lives, amen, thinking it worth something. Amen. And exercising ourselves in the worldly affairs and things. Amen. And spend our strength doing it. Oh God, we need to spend our strength for the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank God. Amen. A benefit of grace. We can praise the Lord with everything that's within us. Amen. And then He said, bless His holy name. Woo, thank God. We have the privilege tonight to bless His holy name. And I want to tell you tonight that His name is holy. Oh, His name is holy. The Word of God said His name is holy and reverent. Psalm 111 and verse 9. He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverent is His name. Amen. Thank God, the man you're looking at tonight, and my name is not reverent. Amen. I want you to know that tonight. I want to make it clear. I do not believe that I am a reverent. I'm just an old sorry sinner that God saved one night. Amen. And put Him on a new path and called Him to preach the Word and said, preach the Word, and put me in a place where I could get some help. Amen. And some understanding of the Word. Amen. And be trained up to stay in by the stuff. Amen. And to preach the Word and be instant in season, out of season. God granted to be so. But His name is reverent tonight. Oh, His name is above every name. His name is holy tonight. Oh, God, His name is glorious tonight. Psalm 105 verse 3 said, glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Psalm 115 verse 1 says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, But unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake, oh God. We can give glory to his name tonight. We have that privilege, amen. We have that blessing, amen, that we can bless his holy name tonight. All glory to his name. And I want to tell you that his name is above every name. According to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Amen. He didn't exalt us. He exalted him, amen, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. To the glory of God the Father. Now listen tonight. I don't know if you're saved here tonight or not, but you have an opportunity, amen, before you stand before that great white throne, you have an opportunity now to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, you have that opportunity. You can do it now or you can do it then. And I would that every sinner would bow and speak, say, amen, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Even our enemies. Amen. Even our enemies. I would that they could confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Friend or foe, family, it doesn't matter. Amen. If you're uptight with your family tonight, if there's something bothering you because of family or friends tonight, bless your heart. You need to get that thing right so you can give God the glory in your own life. You need to be what God wants you to be tonight. Thank God you need to be able to give Him the glory. You need to give Him the glory tonight in our own heart, in our own lives. Amen. So many times we hold things and we look at people and we don't want to give God the glory because we could have been that same shape, brother. We could have been there too and before. God, we were there in the sense we were there. God, help us tonight. If we want to give God the glory in this church, we've got to get things right with one another. We've got to be right with God. We've got to be right with the preacher. We've got to be right with the friends. We can't have no cliques. We can't have no gatherings. We can't have none of that. We got to give God the glory. We got to point to Him. We can't point to each other. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, God, help us. Oh, we got to bless His holy name. Thank God. It's one of the benefits. It's one of the benefits that He gave us. And we can't really enjoy it, amen, until we're walking with Him and giving Him glory in our own life. In our own life, giving glory to God. We can't really enjoy it, amen, coming to the house of God and blessing His holy name until our lives are right. Oh, God, the next thing I want to tell you, and I'm thankful for this, that we have these benefits of grace tonight. Thank God, He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. He forgave all my sins. Amen. Thank God. Look in verse 10. He said, He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Woo! And rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thank God He didn't. If He did, this old boy would be in hell tonight. If He looked on me according to my sin and dealt with me according to that. But I'm thankful, I'm glad to tell you, thank God was good in my place. The Christ of Calvary, amen, the Lamb of God, stood in my place and died at Calvary. Thank God that He wouldn't have to look on my sin and see me as a dirty, rotten, low-down scoundrel that I am. And He'd see the Lamb of God's blood. Woo! Thank God He forgave all my sin. He forgave all my sin. Woo! Thank God tonight. You can have some peace in your heart tonight. If you're sure, some of you may not be sure that God's forgiven you of all your sin tonight. You need to make that sure tonight. You need to make that happen. Amen. You need to know it. Amen. Amen. The book of Hebrews 8, chapter 8, verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, their iniquities. I will remember no more. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God tonight. Amen. We like to say, because we are earthbound, we say the Lord forgot my sin, but He really didn't forget. Amen. Because forgetting is what I do. Amen. It's a fault of mine, and I'm good to forget. I'm liable to forget to get up in the morning. Amen. It's hard as I am right now. Amen. Listen, forgetting is a fault. He really didn't forget. He chose. I said, I will not remember your sins anymore. Woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. God's not like us. Amen. Amen. I remember my sin. Amen. I know some people I used to go to church with that probably remember my sin. There's probably some of you right now like to say something about this old boy. Amen. But listen, God's forgiven. 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 Hallelujah. You're forgiven tonight. Amen. If the blood covered your sin, it's gone. Amen. It's gone. Amen. Psalm 103 and verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Thank God. Amen. If you can understand that, as far as, I'm turned around here. Anyhow, wherever east is, far as east is from the west. Amen. It keeps going. As far as east is eternally, as far as west is eternally, thank God they'll never meet up. Thank God your sin will never be brought up. Woo! Thank God. I'm glad for that. I'm glad He forgives. Amen. I'm glad He's a forgiven God tonight. Hey, glory to God. Don't let me have a God that wants to bring up my sin every time I try to pray. Amen. Micah chapter 7 and verse 18 and 19. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of His heritage? He retaineth not His anger forever because He delighteth in mercy. Hallelujah. He will not turn away again. He will not turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. It's not a sea of forgetfulness. I know we sing like that. We talk like that. We think like that. But it's a sea of forgiveness. Hallelujah. It's gone. Amen. And there's no one can go down there far enough. Amen. To dig out your sin. Even though the devil may tell you that he's found it. Amen. It's gone forever. Just claim the Word of God over what He does. Amen. Just claim it to God. Amen. Claim the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lamb. Every time that enemy tries to invade your heart, tries to invade your mind and tell you that God really didn't forgive your sin, go back and claim the Word, amen, that it is forgiven forever. Hallelujah. Claim the blood over it. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad tonight that my sins have been forgiven. Amen. Hezekiah said in Isaiah 38 and verse 17 that the Lord had cast them all behind His back. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. They're gone. Amen. Hey, glory to God tonight. I'm telling you that we have some benefits of grace. Amen. We can bless His name. We can praise Him. Amen. And we can joy in the fact that we've been forgiven. Woo! Amen. Then I want to tell you that let's go on to the next one. I think the Lord would have me do this to go on a little bit here. I could get bogged down for an hour. And Lord, I know y'all wanting to go home. Amen. But look here. He said, who healeth all thy diseases. Thank God. He is a healing God. Amen. He does heal our diseases. But I want you to know that the very first thing that He heals is your wretched never dying soul. Amen. Amen. He heals the soul of man. He died to save sinners. Amen. For the soul. Amen. Isaiah chapter 53 Amen. In verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Listen, we are healed. Amen. When he saves us, our soul is healed. Amen. That's a spiritual healing. He forgives our sins and puts them away. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses them away. They're gone forever. Thank God. He came to die for sinful men. Amen. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Amen. Thank God. Amen. You say, well, where did Peter get that? He got it from the Scriptures. Amen. Thank God he did. Hallelujah. Thank God he died to save men from their sins. Amen. He died to save us. I'm glad for that tonight. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Amen. And he set out to redeem his own. Amen. He set out to redeem them until they refused him and rejected him. But I thank God that he turned to the Gentile nations. Amen. And gave them the gospel. Amen. That we preach tonight. Amen. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he can heal your soul tonight if you're lost. Amen. He can do that work in your heart tonight. He can save you. Amen. He can heal you spiritually. Amen. Thank God for that. Not only that, but he does heal physically. Amen. He heals our bodies. I'm thankful for that tonight. Amen. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Hallelujah. Thank God when Jesus walked the face of the earth, he went about doing good. He went about healing folk. Amen. And he was moved with compassion. Many times the Word of God speaks of the Lord Jesus being moved with compassion. Amen. He healed their sick. Not only that, but he healed everyone, the lame, the blind, the dumb. Amen. The maimed. Look at Matthew chapter 15 and verse 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Amen. Thank God that it's so, in so much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Amen. Thank God. He did heal. Amen. When he walked the face of the earth, he did heal. Thank God. He has a healing touch. Thank God. Now listen. He still heals today. This is our benefit of grace tonight. He still heals today. Thank God. I'm thankful, amen, that it wasn't just a long time ago, amen, that Jesus could do something in our lives. Amen. He still heals today. In James chapter 5 and verse 14, is sick any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith that shall save the sick. Now the prayer of faith is the prayer of those that's doing the praying. Amen. It's them. Amen. It's not that poor little fella down there that they're praying over that can't get up out of the bed. It's talking about your faith when you're praying for somebody. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. Thank God it's still so today that our God can still heal. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. Now, that's not to say that everybody that's in our church, that's in the hospital or over there or lying in a sick bed or whatever, that they're under some kind of condemnation from God. That's not so, amen. Sometimes now God uses a different it means to bring healing to people. Amen. And most of the time that you're going through a rough place, most of the time that you're going through something that you don't understand, amen, it's not just because God's trying to punish you or destroy you or push you down a little further. He's bringing you a little closer to Himself, getting you to where you can really pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God He could still heal today. He still has the power to do that. Amen. I've seen people that were healed quicker than others. Amen. I've seen people that had to suffer for long periods of time. A long time ago, I was working on some condominiums on Amelia Island, and there was a fellow there that claimed to be a preacher. He claimed to have a church here somewhere in St. Mary's. Amen. A little church somewhere maybe out on 40. Amen. But he told me, he said, if you're sick or something, you're out of the will of God. You've got sin in your life. I said, wait a minute now. Whoa, wait a minute here. I don't go along with that. I said, listen, I've known a dear lady in our church that's been sick for a long time, has carried different burdens, this thing and that thing and this thing. It's just like everything just comes at you at one time. Sometimes they just over and over and over. Listen, God's not trying to kill you. Amen. It's not all the time bad. He's just bringing you a little closer. I said, I know a dear lady, amen, a dear servant of God, a preacher's wife that's been sick for a long time. But thank God I've seen her do some work through the Holy Ghost to try to help some people and encourage people along the way. Thank God she was a praying person. Thank God she was close to the Lord. Amen. It's not all the time, Brother Darnell. Thank God it's not all the time that God's just trying to kill you or to separate you away from Him. He's wanting you to do a work that only you can do, that nobody else in this church possibly could ever come to that point of doing. Oh my. Oh my. I know. I'm not preaching that God don't ever get under you. Amen. You get away from Him. Amen. And you start being ashamed of Him in front of folk, and your testimony gets to depleting some. Amen. He knows how to get next to you. Amen. He knows how to take care of that. Chastising, that's His business. Amen. Amen. That's His business, not mine. Amen. I'm not out there trying to chastise everybody. I'm just trying to be a light. Amen. Just trying to point to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If they need some chastening, God will bring it. Amen. If my brother or my sister is painting and out somewhere, maybe getting away from God, and you realize it. Amen. Amen. Listen, we got the Holy Spirit of God in us. The Holy Ghost. We're not out there. If you say in that book, thank God you ain't dumb. Amen. You got some spiritual sense. And you know when a brother or sister is hurting. Amen. You can sometimes see it on their face. Sometimes you can see it in their actions. But sometimes they try to hide it. But you can see through because the Spirit of God is letting you know. Amen. And that's not no time to run them down or think that they are some idiot or ungodly outfit. Because when we do that, we're the ungodly outfit. Amen. Oh God, help me. Help us to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. We need to be sensitive to Him, amen, when there's people in need. And this point too, brothers and sisters, you know, when we get down and sick and in a bad way, many times we don't do what the Bible says. We don't tell anybody in the church that can pray for us. Amen. We don't tell anybody, and we don't bring it before the pastor and elders of the church. Amen. And we just let it go alone. And we get so sick we can't even stand up. Amen. And we let the doctors feed us all they want to feed us and pay out our nose for them to do it. Amen. It does no good. Amen. And bless your heart. I respect the doctors. Amen. And what they do. But bless your heart. We need to obey the Word of God sometimes and realize the only one that can help us is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Oh, my dear old daddy used to say, and doctors, you know, they just practice it. Amen. They just practice it. Amen. I know, Dad. I say, yeah, you're right. Amen. Oh, listen. We need to bring it before God, I believe. And one reason we don't, like Brother Edward was preaching this morning, sometimes our faith just dwindles. Amen. And we really don't believe God will heal us from that. And if we just take it to the Lord, to the pastor, or try to do something like that, we just think everybody just look down and say, "Boy, you're really something." Yeah, well, that's true, because I am really something else. Amen. Pam, sometimes I'm something else to deal with. Amen. Well, listen, we need God to help us. Amen. We need God to help us. And we have this benefit of grace that He can heal our diseases. Amen. He can heal our diseases. I'm thankful for that tonight. All right, let's go on a little while. Ain't you going to quit? No. It's only 6:30. Oh, listen. I'll quit in a minute. I know y'all tired. I know we've had a storm. Amen. I know that we are weary. Amen. I'm just going to preach another. No, give me 10 minutes, amen. Amen. Look at here, in verse 4 of our text, it says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." Thank God. He redeems our life. Yeah, Brother Darnell. He redeems our life from destruction. Thank God tonight. Amen. It's so, ain't it? Amen. What the trouble is, some of y'all don't believe that. Some of y'all don't believe that. Like, woo! Amen. We just don't believe that He really redeemed us from. Was I really that bad? I don't ever think that I was really that bad. I was a good boy and done everything. When Mom and Dad wasn't looking, we didn't. Amen. That's right. And we have to confess that up a little bit. Amen. I was brought up to respect. Amen. And I learned it quick. But there were still times, amen, when Mom and Dad didn't know. Amen. Amen, brother. He redeems our lives from destruction. Now, I want to say that if you're lost tonight, you are on a path of destruction. You're on a path of destruction. Amen. Psalm 39 and verse 5 tells us, "Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Amen. Oh, listen. We can claim that we're really something. Amen. We can claim we're really religious. We can claim we're really the blessing to the church. But listen, we are really nothing. Amen. Amen. Our breath can be taken from us quick. And our age that we've lived, we think we live a long time. Amen. But it's just a whiff of time to God. Amen. And it's gone. Amen. And that's vain. It's vanity to trust in those things. It's vanity, the Bible says. And not only that, but the plowing or even the work of the wicked is sin. Proverbs 21, verse 4. "And high look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin." Amen. Listen, the very best that you can do out there in the world will not amount to anything for you in eternity's time. It won't help you before a holy God. Amen. I know that men, many, many hundreds and thousands, yea, millions of men spend their lives working for their families, and that's a good thing. Amen. You are supposed to work. You are supposed to provide. You are the head of your household. It's right for you to do that. But many people spend their whole life doing what they do for the people they work for. And day in and day out, night in and night out, and never giving their family the opportunity to know that they need Jesus Christ, the Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I know. I've seen people like that, and I'm sure you have too, that worked and done and did all the good that they could do and muster up, and to the end, and not have the peace of God in their heart to pass over into death. God, have mercy. Amen. And not only that, but he said the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. In Proverbs 15, verse 8. Amen. You could spend your life, even in this church, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, and all that you're doing, amen, all the times you come to the altar and pray some religious prayer, and offer up some kind of a sacrifice to God, none of that will do you any good when you stand before God until you come to that saving knowledge and the blood of the Lamb is applied to your heart and you become a child of the King. Amen. So, it's all wicked and abomination in the sight of God. And not only that, we're on a path of destruction. But if you're lost here tonight, you're on a path to destruction. Amen. Proverbs 27, verse 20 says, hell and destruction are never full. So the eyes of men are never satisfied. Oh, give me more. I just got to have a little more, you know. Amen. Let me go make a few more hours. Amen. Yeah, I know it's Sunday, but listen, I can make double time and a half if I go out there. Amen, but you had a choice. Yeah, I know I had a choice. God help us. God help us. Amen. We're on a path to destruction before we're saved. And death and hell and destruction, they're never full. People are going to hell every day. People are going to hell around us every day. Amen. Every day there are folks in our own communities going to the flames of hell. They're on a path to destruction. I think we as church folk, we need to remember that. Amen. That we need to remember and call to remembrance that that person that we're so falling out with out there is going to hell. And they need to see something else in us besides aggravation. Amen. Besides a scowl on our face. Amen. They need to see something in us that point them to a different way. Amen. To point them to Jesus. If you're lost tonight, you're on a path to destruction. Amen. It's the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages that you're mounting up, amen, they're not getting any less. But the wages you're mounting up is getting worse and worse and more and more. Amen. And the depths of hell are still being full before you, and you carry all of your baggage and all of your ungodliness and sin right on to hell with them. God help us. Amen. We need to remember, folks, that people really do. They really do go to hell. Amen. Amen. Our many family members of our own families, amen, lost without God. Amen. And we just get mad at them. Amen. And get aggravated. But we can't do that. We've got to show them Jesus. We've got to show them Jesus. After hell, that's not it, brother. Lake of fire was for eternity. 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 Amen. I'm trying to tell you, thank God we have some benefits of grace tonight. But on this path of our redemption, we need to remember that many people are going to hell on a path of destruction tonight. Amen. Redemption. Redemption means to buy back. Amen. Purchase. It's as if we've been bought out from the slave market. So many times preachers have said the slave market of sin, you know. And so let me use that tonight, if you would, even if you don't agree with what I'm saying. Let me just say, thank God we were redeemed off the slave market of sin. Amen. Hosea bought back his wife in Hosea chapter 3. Amen. Amen. She had gone back to that ungodly way. Amen. And ended up on that slave market, stone, or whatever you want to call it. She was there. And God said, go get her. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And he bought her back, thank God, and took her back into his household. Amen. Thank God, the same thing that God did for me. Amen. I was lost and ungodly and without him. Amen. And full of all ungodliness and indignation. Thank God he saw me there. And the Lamb of God's blood, thank God, was applied. This is the price that I paid. Thank God he redeemed us out of that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, praise God. I'm glad I'm redeemed tonight. Praise the Lord for being redeemed. Amen. Amen. The only time the word slave is used in the Old Testament is Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 14. It says, is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? Amen. Slave there is used to show the meaning of servant, a bondman. Amen. Someone that's in bond. And can't get out by themselves. Amen, brother. We needed somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Slave is also used in Revelation chapter 18, verse 13. And there, let me read that. Amen. Show you what we're talking about there. See, we don't mind being called a servant. Amen. Sometimes, you know, well, but when you think about being a slave, that puts a different light on it, don't it? Amen. Amen. That puts a different light on it. But if we choose, like that person was given the opportunity to choose in the Old Testament, amen, to go or stay and say, I love my master and I love my family. Amen. I love my children. I will not go out free. Amen. When we say, I love my God and I'll stay with Him and my family. Thank God I'll stay with the old time ways. And you know what? We're no longer a bond to this old filthy, ungodly world. We're no longer a slave to that. Then we're a slave to Him who bought us. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, we owe all to Him. We owe all to Him tonight. We have benefits of grace that we need to be participating and let them be a part of us. Let's know Him. Let's know Him. Let's know Him. Amen. Oh. In Revelation 18, verse 13, talking about Babylon being a great city and all of the merchandising that men will be doing. And cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beast and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Amen. There'll be merchandising and slaves and bodies and people and the souls of men. Oh, thank God I'm redeemed from that. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Ruth was redeemed. Amen. In Ruth chapter 4. She was redeemed from being outcast from the congregation of Israel. Amen. She was brought in and brought. She was bought to begin with. Amen. Boaz bought that purchase. Amen. And brought in. Amen. Not. Thank God. He brought her in. Not to be slaving for Him. Amen. Not to be just out there serving and doing. But He brought her in because He loved her. My God. We've been redeemed because He loved us. Hallelujah. He just wants to love on us, brother. Mark. That's what He wants to do. Hey, and we need to know Him and desire His benefits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to shut down here. And you go through this psalm and see all these benefits. There may be somebody here tonight that has something that God dealt with you about. I want you to stand. Someone can play piano. I want to give you an opportunity to talk to the Lord tonight.